It's an action group.
Here? Someone got their wires crossed. Lahav wouldn't send us into an operation. I better run for it.
He lifted off his helmet, ran his fingers through his hair. He turned to the Resistance Network woman.
Contact one!
Now the civilians looked alarmed. One of the kids picked up on the anxiety. The network woman approached.
We've got to get out of here now, and quiet!
Now wasn't soon enough.
Get him ready.
Valentine shoved his assault rifle into Joho's hands and hurried back for the stairs. Moffrey turned to the first platoon PBs behind him.
Follow me!
Easy there, Delta Group.
Valentine called up to two bears covering the stairs.
There are friendlies down here with two PB-1. Understand?
He came up and found the bears lugging in communication equipment. Spencer was under guard, kneeling facing the wall, with his palms on top of his head. Another bear urinated on an NUC birth drive banner. Valentine went to what he guessed to be a platoon headquarters, a radio being set up on the altar with a knot of bears around it. A bear elbowed a lieutenant. Valentine vaguely knew him. Handley, Valentine read from his Velcro name tag.
Lieutenant Handley,
Valentine saluted.
Reporting the presence of a squad of PBs from 2nd Punishment Battalion here. Carrying out salvage operations, plus prisoners.
We didn't know any of you were in this area.
You're just as much of a surprise to us. With your permission, we'll get out of your hair and get back east.
Hopefully, Handley was the type who'd gladly accept the offer to have one less worry on a field operation. Moffrey brought the rest of 1st Platoon up. Valentine silently willed him to stand there. He tried to make a little stop gesture with his hand. Moffrey saw Spencer, still under guard in the corner, and hurried up. Moffrey came up the center aisle.
I'm Captain Moffrey. Why is that man under arrest?
We thought he might be a deserter. Charlie let him up.
The bear lifted Spencer to his feet as easily as he would lift a toppled two-year-old. Valentine heard gunfire a couple of blocks away. Handley checked his watch.
Spencer, back with the others. Lieutenant, I have some civilians in charge. They're my responsibility, and I've no intention of letting you shoot them.
Valentine sagged, glad of the sentiment, but gut-punched at how Moffrey went about it. Now the Delta Group lieutenant's decision was framed as a matter of disobeying orders or not, rather than simply seeing a minor headache disappear into the pre-dawn.
What makes you think you could stop us, PB?
It was the bear who'd lifted Spencer to his feet.
They're a technical crew, hydraulics. We got a backhoe and a shovel loader we're trying to rebuild.
Verhees, get me Thunderbird.
Valentine moved. He chambered a round in the assault rifle, pointed it, not at anyone, but at the field radio.
Don't transmit. I'll disable the radio.
Bears and PBs all went for their weapons, gun muzzles pointed in every direction but up.
Hey, chill, brothers!
Joho sighted on the lieutenant.
Nobody's shot yet.
Valentine, what the hell are you doing? Put that weapon down.
Lieutenant, this could get crazy really fast. I've got no intention of hurting your valuable piece of equipment as long as you let the PBs and the civilians walk out of here. Bitch to Thunderbird, bitch to Colonel Lahav, bitch to Adler himself after we're gone. The alternative is killing all of us and maybe one or two of you. Would you rather spend your debriefing bitching or explaining?
Reports began to squeak in over the communications system.
I really need to answer these.
Go ahead.
Valentine, you're under arrest. The rest of you, get the hell out of here. Take your prisoners if they mean that much to you. Torgo, make sure they get out of the kill bottle.
If you're gonna place anyone under arrest, Lieutenant, it should be me. I'm in charge of this mission.
Leave well enough alone, sir. I'll surrender my weapon as soon as they're out of here, Lieutenant.
Joho grabbed Moffrey and pulled him back.
Hey, listen to the man. We got daylight coming fast.
When they were gone, Valentine put the gun on the desk and submitted to being patted down and restrained with plastic cording. The stress brought with it a hunger that gnawed at him. Being a bear meant living with one's appetite as a constant companion. Bears came and went, but the only one Valentine waited for was Goatbearded Torgo, who returned to report that the PBs had left the operations area. Then he saw a familiar pair of boots step up in front of him.
Valentine. You're like a bad 20 that keeps showing up in my till. Handley said you were here, but I had to see it for myself. You've done yourself in this time.
Tell me something, Colonel. How did my father get all this started?
You've got more important worries.
Please.
No, it wasn't here. Not in Pacific Command. Kubashev told me about it, actually. Never gave me any details. Don't know that you'll get the opportunity to look him up.
You gonna shoot me with the rest of the folks you're murdering?
God bless them, everyone. We'll pick this up in a few hours, Valentine. You'll be traveling a lot farther than a trip to the nearest brick wall.